You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 394 of Rams Up. And hey, it's about to go down. The legal tampering period may have already started by the time you hear this. Kicked off at 9 o'clock Eastern time on Monday and will continue through Wednesday afternoon. And that's when free agency officially begins. Are the Rams going to make an immediate splash in free agency, or are they going to go their more typical route, trading picks, maybe even players, for seasoned, accomplished veterans to bring in and get stuff done to help this team make a Super Bowl run? We'll be finding out soon enough. Great time to be a Rams fan. It's going to be a busy week, and we are going to be busy here. We'll have a roundtable this week, maybe even two. Going to be so much to talk about. I'm also going to share our seventh mock draft, the results of it anyways. Paul Walia making the picks the other night. You can follow along on the video channel. I don't like to just regurgitate news on this podcast. Try to avoid that. A lot of that information is everywhere and anywhere to be found. But this close to free agency, I'm going to do a quick burn down all the stuff that has happened in the last few days. Brian Burns, the edge rusher the Rams have been pursuing for a couple years, he has been slapped with the franchise tag. He could still be on the Rams' radar, though. If he is still franchise tagged, the Rams, experts say, could have him for a third-round pick, but then the Rams would be on the hook for a $24 million salary and trying to rework his contract immediately. Johnny Munt, a guy that I had singled out as maybe a veteran the Rams want to bring in to help this young group until Tyler Higbee is good to go. Well, he has re-signed with the Vikings, so he's off the table for us. Fletcher Cox, the Eagles' great defensive tackle, has retired. Baker Mayfield has re-signed with the Bucs. Chris Jones, a new contract with the Chiefs, and the Browns have acquired Jerry Jeudy. And with Deshaun Watson coming back in that great defense, man, keep your eye on the Browns next year. And saw one mock draft that proposed the Rams trading picks, or a pick at least, for Mac Jones of the Patriots. Mac Jones would be our new backup quarterback, but as soon as I said that, as soon as I thought about it, he had been traded to the Jags. He is the Jags' new backup quarterback. Still don't know about Joseph Noteboom. Are the Rams going to restructure that contract to open up some money and use him as our sixth offensive lineman? I am kind of in favor of that, but I see the argument for cutting him. A June 1st designation would result in a $5 million dead cap hit, but it would free up $15 million. That would allow you to go out and sign a top-notch cornerback or pay Brian Burns, perhaps, and maybe go after a tier two safety as well. It's a balancing act. Without Noteboom, they'd have to focus on bringing in another offensive lineman to help this unit, potentially on day one or day two of the NFL draft. So as free agency approaches, what are the big questions the Rams are facing as far as in-house guys set to leave? Can they bring back Akello Witherspoon? I have the sneaky suspicion he's going to end up with Raheem Morris in Atlanta. Is Coleman Shelton coming back? What about our two safeties, Jordan Fuller and John Johnson? And is Carson Wentz going to find work elsewhere with a shot at a starting job, or has he come back to the Rams? Those are the big questions as far as guys that were on our 2023 roster. And of course, what new players can we possibly bring in? And just a reminder, say it once more, don't be shocked if the Rams make a splash via a trade. And one of the reasons they like to do that is because of the comp formula actually helps them in that regard. Acquire players by trade, let them leave in a year or two, earn comp picks for that, and by not signing free agents, the formula doesn't ding you the following year. Recent history tells us very strong possibility Snead and McVay take the trade route. So we had our seventh mock draft. Paul Walia running the show again, making all the picks. You can follow along on the YouTube channel. It's been posted there since Saturday afternoon. This is our first mock draft since the Rams re-signed Kevin Dotson. And Paul had a couple of other assumptions going into this. The Rams have added a premier pass rusher, Khalil Mack or Hunter from the Vikings. And they have also signed, we're calling it a tier two cornerback, someone like Akello Witherspoon or Darius Williams. So things are changing each mock draft as we find out more about the Rams' 2024 roster changing due to free agency signings and such. And that's going to continue, hopefully. But as of now, these were our assumptions, and this is how this draft went. This is, by the way, Paul's first draft since the comp picks have been officially assigned. So it's going to be a little bit different look here. With the Rams' first pick, Paul went with Terrion Arnold, the cornerback out of Alabama. He'd be paired up with that tier two cornerback we have. And suddenly our cornerback room's looking pretty good. We'd have Terrion Arnold, Witherspoon or Darius Williams. And then you got Darion Kendrick, Kobe Drant, and Trey Tomlinson returning. Maybe add a cornerback later. We'll see what Paul does. But our cornerback room is solid for now. We've talked about Arnold quite a bit. He has all the characteristics that the Rams look for in players: character, athleticism, brings it every play. This is a good pick. Now, the question is it realistic for him to be there at 19? And I think it is. I suspect he will be gone, but that's not a foregone conclusion. Daniel Jeremiah has him as his 19th ranked player. And in this draft, Cooper DeJean and Nate Wiggins both went before Arnold. I don't know. I think a few weeks ago, that might have been the pecking order. Arnold's probably going to be the first cornerback, I think. Hard to say, but if it's not Terrion Arnold, Rams add a cornerback in this spot. Still a realistic draft, I think. Quinyon Mitchell was still on the board, by the way. With the Rams' second pick, that second round pick, Paul selected Kingsley Suamataya, an offensive tackle out of BYU, Puka Nacua's buddy, right? A few guys that came off the board right before Paul selected Kingsley. another offensive lineman that I've mocked the Rams, Patrick Paul, defensive lineman Chris Jenkins, interior offensive lineman Zach Frazier, and guys that Paul passed on that were still on the board, the safety Cameron Kitchens, interior offensive lineman Cooper Beebe, and that wide receiver we really like, Ricky Pearsall, just to give you some context here. This is what Paul had to say about that tackle out of BYU.
Let's go with Kingsley Suamataya, guard tackle. There you go.
Can he play left tackle?
He could play guard. He could play tackle. He's a young, raw, developing player. For those of you that don't know a lot about a scouting report, if you watch him, man, he is – I told Mark there was a play. The running back broke loose, and right on his tail was this kid, the lineman, like literally only like a yard away, running the entire distance of the field behind the running back. So I love this kid. I think it would be great to have. He's definitely a Puka power pick. I think Puka would be ecstatic to see him on the team. I love the kid's mindset.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
In the third round, Paul selected rookie Orhorhoro, defensive lineman out of Clemson. Need to find a nickname for this guy. Interestingly, Sione Vaki, the safety out of Utah that we really like, he went three picks later. So he was on the board. That's awfully early for Vaki, even though we love him a lot. I suspect he'll be a fourth or fifth round pick. Vaki has met with the 49ers, by the way. And Vaki's teammate in the backfield there, Cole Bishop, went 74th overall, so nine picks before we selected Orhorhoro. Another guy that was still on the board, another defensive lineman, McKinley Jackson, he went eight picks later. This is what Paul had to say about Orhorhoro.
You know, I'm going to go against my impulse. I'm going to go with, let's take the big boy from Clemson. Orhorhoro from Clemson is such a great defensive lineman. He can do it all. He can play strong against the run. He's got great pass rush capacity. He's just a solid player. So I think on that D-line rotation, if now that we think about it, you got the conductor, you got Donald, you got that kid in the middle, right? You got Bobby Brown. We got also DeJuan Johnson. So you definitely have some quality players. So I think that's a great pick if that's available to get that kid at 83.
Now that comp pick at the end of the third round, Paul went back to Adisa Isaac, the edge rusher out of Penn State. He keeps on showing up in these mock drafts. Here's what Paul had to say about him.
Look at that. When you do the right thing, karma comes back to help you out. Look who's available. There we go. Adisa Isaac. Let's add him to our pass rush room. There you go.
Okay, so you asked for me. You encouraged me to push back, and I'm not going to really push back on this pick. But so we have one of our premises here. We have Khalil Mack or Hunter in the room. We have Byron Young. No Michael Hoyt, apparently. And we have Nick Hampton, Keir Thomas, and O'Shawn Mathis. And we're adding Adisa Isaac. Going to be pretty competitive room. You still like this pick, though?
Absolutely. If you're going to win, who's our defensive coordinator now? Shula. Linebacker, pass rush specialty was his assignment last year, right? So we got to give him some people to play with. You have to be able to, in this NFL, you have to be able to get to the passer. And this is sort of like what we tried to do with Terrell Lewis. Remember Terrell Lewis from Alabama? Unfortunately, that knee just never cooperated. But this would give us, because, you know, like you and I were talking last time, Byron Young, is he a rotational player? Is he a legit starter? This will provide additional depth, additional competition. I like the way this looks. Take a look at it. You got Mac, right, with Mathis behind him. And now you got Young with this kid behind him. And you don't find players with this kid's potential and size usually falling this late in the draft. I think this is a great pick.
The Rams had those back-to-back fifth-round picks, and with the first one, Paul selected Javon Baker, the wide receiver out of University of Central Florida. This is the first time we've seen him show up in one of our mocks. Let's hear what Paul had to say about him.
So I'm gonna roll the dice, everybody, Ram Nation, that Tyke Smith, the perfect safety, is going to be there later. We're going to build a little bit of depth for our roster right here. We are going to go, let's get our wide receiver in the room. Let's get Baker.
Javon Baker?
Let's get Javon Baker in the room. Bingo. Boom. There it is. Love it.
And the other pick, a guy we've talked about plenty of times, perhaps the most athletic linebacker in the draft, Trevon Wallace out of Kentucky. The Rams had 4 sixth-round picks, and the first one to come off the board for the Rams was safety Tyke Smith out of Georgia. Haven't talked a lot about this guy. Man, this is one guy in this draft that I really like. Watch some tape on him. He's a stud. He's a guy that could possibly even start, depending on what happens in free agency. Now, remember, Paul had passed on Tyke Smith in the fifth round, hoping he would still be there later on in the sixth, and there he is. This is how that went down. Who are you looking at here? Oh, Tyke Smith?
There he is.
Let's go. So your gamble paid off? You're drafting him?
Yeah, I know a lot of people are going to say, let's go with the kid from Oregon, but I'm going to go with the kid. You're talking about SEC, the kid delivers. By the way, trivia, who led the Georgia Bulldogs at TFL this year? Tyke Smith.
The next sixth-round pick was Nehemiah Pritchett, the cornerback out of Auburn. And as I said, I liked our cornerback room, adding Terrion Arnold and signing either Johnson or Fuller. And the other three youngsters, Tomlinson, Kendrick, and Durant, but adding Pritchett to the group, we're good to go. This guy's a really good zone coverage corner. We also have Sean Jolly in that cornerback room. Sometimes forget about him. This is what Paul had to say about Pritchett.
Listen, we always operate from a talent base. We're going to get this kid Pritchett into the room. We're going to make Les Snead happy. University of Auburn. Come on, baby. Absolutely. A lot of young talent back there. A lot of dogs. We are drafting only dogs.
With the next sixth-round pick, Paul went interior offensive line, Isaiah Adams out of Illinois, and the last sixth-round pick, going back to the well again, guy that keeps on showing up in the sixth round for the Rams, quarterback Jordan Travis out of Florida State. And the last pick, the seventh-round pick, couldn't believe he was still there. Need to find a difference maker along the defensive line. If we can find one in the seventh round, Jordan Jefferson out of LSU just might be the guy.
And let's do what we do best. Let's end with a bang. Let's do it. Let's take a player I absolutely love. Let's do it. Let's make ourselves tough. Jordan Jefferson, SEC.
I thought that's what you're going to do.
That's it. SEC in the trenches, baby. Look at that.
And Paul threw in a few guys that he thought we should keep our eyes on. 4 players that he wanted to highlight. Didn't get drafted this time around, but shout outs to these 4 players.
So if the first is Daquan Hardy, the cornerback from Penn State. They use him as a slot corner. I do not know why he's so low. He did great at the combine. His tape is solid. Daquan Hardy, I think, is going to be definitely worth drafting, particularly in the later rounds. Jalen Coker, the kid from Holy Cross, man, this kid just plays bully ball at wide receiver out there. He was just bigger and badder than everybody else. I saw a nice interview with him. Really nice disposition, good kid. Definitely a late round sleeper at wide receiver. Kamal Haddon from Tennessee. I love this kid. Rangy corner, plays with a little bit of an edge. Had big play capacity, and of course, Bub Means, the big player from Pittsburgh at wide receiver.
That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com and And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at larramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.